Let me now discuss in this week's Sedra. You have the parasha of Sfiras Omer, right? So I just want to share with you what I think is a possible teretz to a very big kasha on Sfira. Min haTorah, it's the count Sfira, but mit the Rabbanon, there's also the Avelus of Sfira, right? The Gemara says in Yevamos, why is the Avelus during Sfira that we don't shave, we don't get a haircut, we don't get married during Sfira? Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva would not mechabit each other. They did not honor each other. And therefore, because of this, how many? 22,000 or 24,000 Talmidim died. So, Achoinim ask a simple kasha. For that alone, they deserved Misa, so they were not mechabit each other. It doesn't say in the Gemara that they did any harm. Not to give someone COVID, all right, it's an idiot. You should be polite, you should be nice, but if you're not, all right, it's maybe not, even it's not so clear what the Avera is. But let's say that means basically, I would imagine they were arguing and learning and they got a little bit excited and they may have said the wrong. Sometimes, you know, when you learn with your Chavrusa, and so very often you get angry at each other and you shout and this and that, so Mela, but or let's even say it was worse than that. But the bottom line is the Avera was not honoring one another. So why were they Mechuyev Misa? So this is a very legitimate question to ask. So I'll tell you what I think is the teretz. Number one, this what happened by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva must be based on the klal in the Gemara. The Gemara knows as a klal that in Tzadikim the Rebbeinu Shloim is medagde kechut asara. That when the Rebbeinu Shloim is manish people, punishes people, it's not so good to be a tzaddik. Because if you are a tzaddik, you are punished easier than because for the slightest thing there's a punishment. If someone is not a tzaddik and does certain things, so the Rebbeinu Shloim is moichel. But because someone reaches a very high madrega, and then he does not keep what you're supposed to. In other words, according to the level of your tzidkis, even you should do a lefnim mishur hasadin and so on. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdek im hatzadikim kechut hasara. Even if you do the slightest avera, you are punished. So that's number one. Now now I'll tell you the pshat. So what was the big avera over here? What was for not giving COVID, let's say there is a punishment, but certainly it cannot be Misa. To get Misa, you Mechal Shabbos, you get Misa. Other Averis, Gilui Arayos, you get from the big Averis, but for not, so I'll tell you what I think is the pshat. You had last week in Kedoshim the Pasuk of Yehavto L'Reach HaKumoicha. So what does Rashi say there on behalf of L'Reich HaKemoich? And who remembers the Rashi? Omer Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Klal Godol Batera. So Rashi quotes the Yerutza Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says, V'yahav to L'Reich HaKemoich, Zeh Klal Godol Batera. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? It's a statement. It's a good klal. You know, by the way, what's pshat in that Chazal? Rashi quotes the Chazal. If all he said was Zeh Klal Godol Batera, so what's the big deal? What does it tell me? It's an important mitzvah. I'll tell you what I think is the correct pshat in this. You all know the Gemara in Shabbos by the Maaseh with Hillel. When the guy came to him, he wants to become a ger, so he told him, teach me the whole Torah al regel achas, right? So Shammai kicked him out. Shammai was a captain. He said, that's nonsense. You cannot teach the whole Torah. And so Shammai was strictly al-Pidin. Shammai represents Din, and Hillel represents Rachamim, right? That's what the Marshal says. Anyway, what did Hillel say? He told him exactly. He told him in Aramaic. So why he changed is not important now, but basically, as Rashi says there in Shabbos, he meant the pasuk of of V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha. V'idach zil gemor. The rest, learn and you'll see. In other words, Rashi there spells out that really in V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha lies the whole Torah. How it's so is not our, is not for now. I you have to look in the Meforshim there. But Hillel told if you follow the rule of V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha, you'll see in V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha lies the whole Torah. Rashi in Shabbos says such a pshat. How it is, that's not the place right now. So the Neila, that's what Rabbi Akiva also meant. Rabbi Akiva says the most important thing is V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha, because in the V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha somehow is nichlal the whole Torah. And you look up the Rashi in Shabbos, it's on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and you'll find it. The same as we have to be on Lamed Beis. Right? Anyway, so what I want to say is this: what do Chazal mean? Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva taught his Talmidim this cloud, that the most important thing in the Torah is the pasuk of V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha. It means Abbas Yisrael. And even if you see someone does an aveira, you should, and it depends why, but you have to be mekarif, you have to have avas Yisrael, Yidin have to love one another. And so Meila, Rabbi Akiva is like saying, what was the primary message that Rabbi Akiva gave to his Talmidim? What did he emphasize? He emphasized, that's what Chazal means. Zeh klal gadol haTorah. The most important klal is V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha. To him, that supersedes anything else. If that's the case, so let me ask you another question. Why is it really that this mindset happened by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva? Only here in this yeshiva, they were not l'chabit. It could be in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe it also happened. So I want to say it's dafka by Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because if this would happen with another Tanna, they wouldn't have gotten Misa. But you see, if Rabbi Akiva taught his Talmidim as the most important lesson is the Hafta L'Reicha K'mocha. Now, under the Hafta L'Reicha K'mocha includes to be nice to one another, right? Like the Rambam gives you, if you want to look it up, in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yudalit, I think gives you a whole list what comes under the Hafta L'Reicha K'mocha. You'll see, basically, most of it is by Nodam Lechaveiroi. You'll see there are a whole bunch of dinim the Rambam has, but it means obviously to be nice to one another and so on. Certainly it includes to be respectful to one another, right? So Meila, if Rabbi Akiva taught his Talmidim this idea of V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha, and then they went against this din, they were not mechabit one another, means they were over, not samazoy. Let's say they were over a different avera, which does not contradict directly the V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha, they would not have been punished like this. But here, see, the din is a Talmud is not allowed to rebel against his Rebbe. So if sometimes you do a you do not do a din like your Rebbe said, that's all. But if you go against the most important lesson that your Rebbe taught you, and Rabbi Akiva taught them the idea that V'yahavta l'reyecha k'mocha is zeh klal gadol haTorah, that's like a moirat in what your Rebbe teaches. The halacha is hamoirat berabbo is chayif misa. That's the din. Hamoirat berabbo is chayif misa. So Meila, but my main pshat is, it happened dafke to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's main message to his Talmidim was that this is a klal gadol haTorah, and therefore by not honoring one another, they were going against the main teachings of Rabbi Akiva, and so by them not honoring one another was considered a terrible avera. And as I said earlier, since the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is medagdek v'tzadikim kechut asayra, so because of this, dafke by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva this happened. It would not have happened to anyone else. Anyway, the Musa Haskel is when Talmidim, when you learn with each other chavrusis and this or stam, you have to be careful you have to be polite, you have to be nice, and even when you have a disagreement, it must be done in a very becovetic way. And I'll just finish with a famous story. I said it over many times. I'll tell you a very good story about the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Did I ever mention a story about in connection with this? Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky lived in London for during the war. He escaped, and he became the Ohr Beis Din in London. So he was very sharp, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. In England, you know, in England, you ever met a real proper English gentleman? You know, they're very proper, the British. A Gevier who supported yeshivas once came to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky with a gewaltige taina. He said, I visited the yeshiva that I support, and I came into the smedrish. I saw a bunch of guys shouting at each other, arguing, and there was such a tumult. He says, I'm used to everything should be done in politely, in quietly. You don't shout and you don't make a tumult. And he says, is that what I pay for? Is that what the Torah teaches? So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was a very highly, besides that he was one of the Gedolei Hador, so Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky told him as follows. He says, listen, I know you are a proper English gentleman, but tell me, if you would be carrying $1 million if you had $1 million on you, and a robber would come over and wanted to rob you of $1 million, so even though usually you are quiet in this, what would you do? So he said, yeah, of course, in that case I would yell, help. Says, bye, it's not nice. you have to be polite and so on. The terrace is, if someone wants to take away you $1 million, then you forget all niceties, all amenities. You do what a normal human being has to do. If someone wants to hurt you, you scream, right? So he told him, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky told the Gevier, listen, a yeshiva bocher, what does a yeshiva bocher have in his life? He a kollel young man. He's poor. He's all right. He makes so you support him a little bit. The only thing he has in his life is his Torah. So if a yeshiva bocher says a kasha, and you mevatel the kasha, yeah, you say, oh, you shaita, you are, what kind of kasha are you asking? Or you say a chiddush, and you have rusa jumps on you. That's a chiddush. You forgot there. You know he's mevatel you chiddush and so on. So what will you do? You fight back, because to the yeshiva bocher, his kasha or his teretz or his chiddush, that's like to him like $1 million. That's all he possesses in life. The mele, when his chaver wants to slug him up, it's like he's making a hold up on him. He's trying to take away his chiddush, his kasha, his teretz. So mele, so the yeshiva bocher screams. So the Gevier understood. And learning it to a yeshiva bocher, his learning, that's all the yeshiva bocher has. He doesn't have anything else in his life. So b'meila, if you argue with him and you want to slug him up, he fights back like you would be fighting for you $1 billion. So anyway, the Musa Haskell is, when you learn, if you even when you argue, you have a right to argue, and sometimes you have a right to shout, but you should do it in the open, where you have Musa that should not feel that you are insulting him. You have a right to tell him you are wrong, and you can say it very strongly. You're not mechuyev to thank him for saying something which is wrong. If you think it's wrong, you have a right to. But you have to do it in a proper way. So even though you may shout and it's a, you know, in a heated argument, but afterwards, let's say when it's all over, you apologize. You say to your chavrusa, look, I didn't mean anything. He should realize that you didn't mean to attack him. You just did. That's kachi dalka. That's melchamta shel Torah. But very often it gets to, very often from such arguments it becomes a personal argument. Once it becomes a personal argument, then that's it's wrong. Then so Mustamba, that's what must have happened by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the arguments were too heated, and in the course of the argument something wrong was said, and because of this they were mechuyev misa. All right, have a good Shabbos, enjoy your vacation. And like, by the way, tomorrow you are allowed to shave and take a haircut.